Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Dominic DeLay, OP. It is the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
Ever feel like you just can't give anymore? You've worked all day, all week, but your friend or spouse or child or parent or stranger or an enemy needs something. The phone rings, a text dings, an email bings. Doesn't good stewardship dictate that we need to take care of ourselves so that we can take care of others? Is there a rule, an algorithm that says whether we've done enough and can rest? When have we done enough for others? In today's gospel story, the 12 have just returned from those two-by-two missions we heard about last week. You know, the ones with Deacon John's enough rules. Travel light, stay focused. Don't expect to be well received. And in those uncomfortable circumstances, they did a whole lot of preaching, anointing, demon fighting. They must be tired. And what about Jesus? He's been busy too. Busy getting rejected by his hometown. And he's just learned of John the Baptist's violent death. Clearly, they all need some time away. But as the disciples and Jesus reunite with each other, the crowd surround them. Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while, Jesus says. So they escape the crowds, get in a boat, and find a hidden place, only to find the same crowds waiting for them there. That's exactly their reaction. Jesus steps off the boat, sees the huge crowd, and his heart is moved with pity. A better translation of the Greek would be that he is deeply moved in his gut. And the Hebrew word for gut is related to womb. That's the level at which Jesus is moved. His response is physical. It's the kind of response that impels you to act. So Jesus teaches the crowds at length. Next Sunday, the lectionary will skip the next part, replacing it with a similar story from John 6, followed by four more Sundays from that same chapter, with Jesus' off-putting rant about eating his flesh, drinking his blood, feeding on him. But what follows today's passage in Mark is the hangry disciples telling Jesus to stop talking so the crowds can leave this deserted place and try to find some food. Give them something to eat yourselves, he says. What? That would cost 200 days' wages. Aren't there times when we're willing, even eager to help, but the need is so vast that we feel powerless? So many hungry people in the world. So many without adequate health care or education or housing or even water. So many without dignified work and adequate pay. So many fleeing their homes or home countries to escape war, political oppression, or crushing economies. So much racism and sexism. So many people sexually trafficked and otherwise enslaved. So many queer haters, so many Muslim haters, so many guns and so much violence, so much to accomplish to keep ourselves from killing our planet so that it doesn't kill more and more of us, especially poor people. So much disparity of income and so much more, right, that needs to be done. Worse, so many of these problems are institutionalized, legalized, ossified. So much division and deadlock among politicians and citizens. Like those crowds in the gospel, we're like sheep without a shepherd. Once we were moved in our gut to take action, but now we're numb and paralyzed with despair. There isn't enough time, enough energy, enough cooperation. What is Jesus' response to the problem of the hungry crowds? It's ridiculous, right? How much food do we already have here? So the tired, bewildered disciples ask around and find 5 little personal-sized loaves and 2 little fish. Now we're getting somewhere, Jesus insanely seems to think, because he takes the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looks up to heaven, and says the blessing. He breaks the 5 loaves, divides up the 2 fish, and gives the food to his disciples to pass out. And the thousands are able to eat until they're satisfied. And there are 12 baskets with leftovers, one for every disbelieving disciple and every shepherdless tribe of Israel. So the answer to all the world's problems, ready? The answer to all the world's problems is to ask for help from the crowd, start with what we have, give thanks, and get on with the work. God will provide, or not. Easy, right? What's the problem? The teaching and feeding done, Jesus makes his disciples get in the boat and start to the other side while he dismisses, or more likely fends off, the crowd. Somehow Jesus finally gets his me time. He goes up to the mountain and prays. Later he walks on the water toward his disciples, who are being tossed about by the wind, although for some reason his intention is to pass them by. But when they see him and think he's a ghost, Jesus tells them not to be afraid and gets in the boat with them, and the wind dies down. They're astounded because apparently they haven't seen enough that day already to inspire faith. And even now, they don't get it. As Mark says, their hearts are hardened. Well, they land, and Jesus is immediately recognized. The crowds come scurrying. Did the disciples blow their chance to rest while on the boat? Did they blow their chance to rest and pray so that they could get their empathetic gut groove back and be moved to action once again? So there was a little wind and a ghost, mere distractions. How about us? We're finally convinced by friends or desperation or illness to rest. We're finally convinced to rest, but are we able to rest well? Do the winds of fear and the ghosts of anxiety haunt our sleep? Do restlessness or fear of the quiet, or a persistent case of FOMO, move us to fill our rest with anxiety-producing news, distracting and sometimes soul-sucking social media chatter, an extra episode or 5 of whatever show Netflix has picked out just for us? Or maybe your fear of missing out is spiced with a bit of savior complex. And your way of escaping your anxiety-producing escape from the overwhelming needs of others, your way of escaping that scary quiet, is to respond to more needs. If the phone dings, it must be a notification from God, right? And it all comes with a bit of a rush, doesn't it? Until we crash again. Luckily, Jesus is present to us, even if we fail to slow down and be present to him. He shepherds us, and he continually offers us the opportunity to rest. He gives us the Sabbath rest. At Mass, he teaches and feeds us like he did the crowds, making what little we bring to the table enough. We get hungry, but we're made to be hungry so that we remember that we're not machines, but creatures of God. So that we sit down with each other and break bread with each other and rest. Maybe you've joined one of the Encounter Christ small groups and find rest and answers and nourishing questions there. And to develop your empathetic gut health, perhaps you take a few minutes for your daily prayer biotics. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy burdened. Jesus gives us rest. We can, if we dare, learn to take time to rest each day, to be attentive to God in our gut, so that we will be moved to be attentive to God in the crowds and others. If we really take time to see God, we can better see those in need, be really present to them. More important, we can take time to rest in God each day simply because that's what we're made for. We're made not only to spend our lives on others, but even more to let Jesus spend his life on us. To be overwhelmed not by need, but by God's love. We are made to rest in God and to be present to God resting in us. Yes, we're called to do as well, but the most important kind of doing for others is simply being with them in their challenges. Not so much spending our lives on one another as sharing with one another. And through the sharing of our bread and our lives with one another, God shares his life with us.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.